Dear gods, no. It's the Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. It seems everybody and their hamster has a live play-style role-playing podcast nowadays, but this one is better than the rest. Because reasons. Anyway, sit down, shut up, and listen. Or the hamster gets what's coming to him.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. I'm your guide, Scormy. And with me today, we have Beelis.
Hello.
And Ten.
Hi.
I can never remember who I introduced last time. So, hey, we're playing Pugmire again.
Yay!
We're going to be concluding our month-long adventure in Pugmire today, but also not. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But, hey, would everyone like to introduce their characters briefly?
Sure, I'm playing Sasha. She's a hunter, Borzoi.
A runner.
Runner. Really likes the outdoors and is a good shot.
Yeah. Damn near killed a rabid bear in 2 shots. It had 3 hit points left.
Cool.
Yeah. But that was last session. Anyway, also we have...
Topper. Hi, I am Topper. I am a Great Dane. I am a guardian. I am loyal and I am friendly.
And scary. To small corgi friars.
Well, he's just a pussy.
No, he's a corgi.
Same difference.
Okay, then. So, quick recap. This is the speed round recap. Dark figures in tavern. Turns out to be Percival and Fluffy. They've hunted you down because, hey, you're considered dead and or traitors. And, oh no, war. So you go out to the camp where the performers are staying and boom! Big explosion. Many people dead, including Percival. Turns out someone was trying to kill you guys. Maybe. So you go, hey... We can't find the assassin, so maybe we should go stop a war, eh? And so you're off to the fearsome forest. Roar! Angry bear! Dead bear. And now, you go, you snuck through, you found a big fort full of armored badgers. Ooh, not good. So you sneak off, but you didn't sneak well enough, and now you've got face full of badger scouts. What do you do?
Well,
I believe 10 had the high initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So you had 1 surprised and 1 not so surprised badger.
Oh, that's so pretty. That's so pretty. 17. Can't count.
Where did that go? 23.
Points to shoot 1.
23?
Yeah.
Well, gee, I'm pretty sure that's gonna get through. Yes. Yes, that absolutely does.
For 11 points.
Okay, so 1. No.
Should get 2 shots?
I can math.
I'm taking the second one, maybe. 15?
Yes, a 15 will hit.
Okay. For 9.
Oh, wait a minute. Was that the same one or both?
Same one. As much as I wanted not, but...
Okay, so, cool. Then it goes to...
Fluff.
Yeah, Fluff. And Fluff... Well, I can tell you right now... I'm trying to click the, trying to bring up his character sheet. Didn't want to play well. He casts a magic hammer and swings it, and it misses.
Okay. I'm going to make my attacks.
Ute?
That is
the injured one or the non-injured one?
The injured one, I guess.
Okay.
Well, and that's a natural 20.
Natural 20?
Yes.
Okay. Then you know what to do.
Yep. My D8.
I don't know.
Oh, it's right here. So that's 8 plus 4, so that's 12 damage.
Okay, there's... And second attack.
Second attack is an 11. Oh, no, sorry. It's plus 6, so that's a...
17.
13.
What?
11?
No.
Oh, no, he had
a 7 plus 6.
I see. Okay, 13. No, that bounces off. That does not strike true. He does not seem injured by that, especially after the massive whooping he took from the last one.
Did math wrong.
Should have been a 14, you say?
Yeah.
Well, then that did hit.
Because I didn't update that stat.
His defense is 14.
Ah.
So.
So. That is 8 damage.
He's still up.
Okay.
He looks perplexed and kind of angry. That was the one who was surprised.
Uh-huh.
The other one appears to be the one that actually heard stuff. So, anyway, angry guy is going to attack, let's see, you, since you're closest. She's using a ranged weapon. So, he goes after Topper for a whopping, where is it? You got a 16. I do not believe that hits you.
Does not go through.
Nope. It bounces off your shield. And the other guy, who seems a little bit more ready for things, he goes after Fluff and hits him.
Oh.
So where's that damage at? Doot, 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 doot. Okay, so he took how much? Ouch. Fluff cries out. He was struck pretty hard. So it comes back around to Miss Sasha going after the wounded again.
Yeah, 15.
That hits.
Wait, dude, I'm going to stop forgetting that extra plus 2 damage.
You should say 8 damage?
Yeah.
He's down.
Next. 23.
That hits.
Oh, yes. 11 points.
Damn.
She's a killing machine, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back around to...
Fluff.
Fluff. And Fluff's hammer swings around and conks that one in the back of the head. So he does... That's a D8 with that. So he takes... Okay. So he got smacked. And it calls down to Topper.
That is a 15.
That will hit him.
Okay. So that is 10 damage.
Okay.
And that is a miss.
Ooh.
Natural 1.
Oh, that's not good. And it comes back around to the last remaining Badger Scout, who cries out as loud as he can and charges basically past you, trying to bowl you over as he goes past.
Okay, do we get opportunity attacks?
Well, he gets his attack first and see if he'll knock you over. No, he bounced off your shield.
Well, I also have plus 4 to balance.
Right.
Which helps keep me up.
Well, there he goes, bonk! Anyway.
Tax.
Go ahead.
Is he down?
No, he ran into you trying to knock you over. So it didn't do any good.
12 doesn't hit.
Well, you missed him, that's all.
Yeah.
You're trying not to shoot, Topper. Yeah.
I appreciate that. You gonna make your second shot?
Sure.
I mean, it is your turn.
No, I miss.
Okay. Those arrows are lost in the underbrush.
So he's at the wrong angle.
16 or 12 damage.
Okay.
And that is a 9 to hit.
Total?
Yeah.
Does not hit.
I rolled a 3.
Okay. Also, Fluff just threw himself a heal.
Yay.
His okay. turn, which was before yours. But.
Ah.
That's right.
The badger continues to cry out. Yelling. And, where's his plus hit? He does strike you. Next time. And does... Where is it? Would help if that actually landed true. Same number. So... 10 points of damage. And yes, it comes back around to you, Sasha.
21.
That will definitely hit.
12 points.
Okay. So he leaned back, swung his axe, smacked that into Topper, and then, well, all the while screaming and yelling at the top of his lungs, and then suddenly he stops making noises. There's a arrow sticking out of his voice box, and he kind of keels over backwards.
We need to move fast and get out of here.
We're running.
Okay. I'm going to need a survival checks. That's kind of a direction sense.
Okay, so that is survival is plus 7, so it is 23.
Okay.
21.
Okay, so you're good. You basically just grab a fluff and bolt off through the woods. Are you trying to be quiet or nay?
Trying to just get there as fast as we can, so just, quiet is out of the question.
Yeah, so you just barrel. And you can hear in the distance back behind you, the cry was heard, and they are, there's a search team coming out.
Need to keep making room, making space.
Okay. So please make traverse checks for me.
That is a 19.
Okay. Uh-oh.
7.
That's not bad. It doesn't succeed, but it's not bad. I mean, it's okay, though. It's okay. Because, you know, Fluff only got a 13. So, you know, neither of you succeeded. You got caught up in some brambles.
I trip over a log.
It rolls downstairs, a loner in pairs.
Okay, so,
over Sasha dog.
You're going to need to basically make a successful traverse check to get out of these brambles.
Natural 20.
Well, there you go. Fluff was not so successful.
Oh, you just drag him through it?
He's stuck. You'd have to get in there to get him out. You already busted through without a problem.
My natural 20 won't, like...
No, it is can't
he wasn't behind me.
You can't magically carry over to him.
Oh, come on. He was behind me.
But this is costing you time.
I know.
And again, he seems to be really, really caught. He's struggling.
Ditch the cloak.
Oh, he already did. He can't get out of these briars.
Cut him free? I can't.
You try.
Will you let him spend a coin?
Yes. Sure.
All right, he's free. And, poof! You can hear them. They appear to be hot on your heels.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely left tracks as you fled. And let's see, where are we at?
Last episode.
Well, I know that. Sorry, I had to bring the clock up. Anyway. You are not helpful, dear.
I don't know. I thought that was funny.
Well, that was funner out there.
Because it had a real duh comment to it.
While you're
fighting to get free.
Fleeing. Oh, no, you got free and you're running, but make a traverse check. You don't have to worry about fluff. You got a 19.
I rolled a 17. I 5, so.
You're good.
13.
Total?
Yeah.
You get caught up on some, you trip and go down. You didn't miss that badly, but you're going to have to make a possible another traverse check to get up, and you're a little behind. Okay. Anyway, you both of you can notice something. In the sounds coming behind you, you don't just hear the growls and yips of badgers. Something else catches your ears.
What, pray tell?
The occasional bark.
So we got dogs. If mutts.
In possibly the even a howl.
Oh, let's go get some help.
So, you going to make that traverse check and get back up? Well, this is a special one for him.
Well, that's a natural 20, so.
Okay, yeah, so you're up and you're going again. But remember, you're also a little slow because of your armor.
I know.
You only go as fast as your armor will allow.
Mm-hmm. Which is 35, I know.
Anyway.
But they're armored too.
True. Okay, so that's nothing. Don't have to worry about that. And another round passes, or another minute, let's say. And traverse checks.
Failed again.
Yep, so did Fluff. Oh, everybody failed.
Ooh. Dad failed.
Mine was a 9.
His was an 11.
I rolled a natural 1.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. So, okay. You lose a minute trying to get yourselves extricated from the, let's say, a unexpected pit that fell, you know, a little thing. You got to try and climb your way out and continue.
It's a bog hole.
Poor Fluff is too small, and the walls are earth, so he's not able to dig his way out this turn.
I didn't get out either.
I have 15.
15 gets out.
Oh, I reach for Fluff.
Okay, we'll let Fluff make his... Ta-da, Fluff is just rolling worse. So you can make an action, and you can try to get yourself out.
Natural 20.
Okay, so you reach down, grab him, and yank his ass out of the...
So that's a dirty 20.
Okay, so you're out too. But you've lost yet more time. They are closer. Mm-hmm. Ever closer. Remember, they know these woods. Okay, so... you just take off again and Fluff is caught in briars again.
We're going the wrong direction, because so am I.
Well, I actually succeeded this time. So that's an 18.
Okay. So everybody's caught again.
No. 15.
I got through.
Oh, no, you're not, but yeah. But Flop's able to get himself free on the second attempt.
20.
Dirty 20. And let's see. You don't have your shield on, correct?
Who?
Sasha.
Sasha no. doesn't.
So, that happened.
I mean, it's strapped to my back.
Right, but it's not. You're not actively using it, so it doesn't affect your armor class or your defense.
No.
So, that
would be... Nope, I'm squishy.
2 points of damage. An arrow just struck you.
Ow.
You're now within arrow range.
Continue running.
That's a 21.
Cool.
21.
All right, so you're both okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have asked, where did the arrow hit?
Oh, it grazed your shoulder.
Okay.
So it was minimal damage.
Okay.
Okay.
16?
Fluff got a 19. You got a 16. You're good.
15.
That's good. 15 will do it. So you're seem to be getting a little bit more space on them, but the woods are still quite dark. And you're, again, you don't know these roots. It's just constantly twists and turns and briars and trying to avoid trees. And yes, actually, I should have given you a bonus to your traverse because you can see. So consider giving yourself an additional 4 every time you roll. Because you actually can see what's going on. And they know the layout way better than you do because they have scouts all over the place. So this continues for a little while. You running and them chasing and whatnot. They're never able to quite get close enough. Occasionally, a couple arrows will fly in your direction. But it's almost like they're taking pot shots.
They're driving us.
After a little bit, the sounds start to back off. You don't seem to hear it as loudly. Although you believe they're still in the distance behind you, but you're not hearing it. It's like a very, very distant sound. Please make constitution checks. Or, I'm sorry, a constitution save.
19.
Constitution save is 16.
Okay, so you got a 16, you got
19.
Okay. Fluff is exhausted.
He's not a runner.
No. And he's his heart's pounding and he just kind of collapses to the ground. He's like, I can't breathe. Can't breathe. Oh my god. Badgers. So many badgers. Can't breathe.
Get some water, Fluff.
Okay, so he's trying to get himself under control. Take the opportunity to drop my cap on my soda. Anyway, so he's trying to bring, get himself together.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Either of you?
I'm going to try and hide our tracks. Like take branches and clear away our tracks as survival best we can check. Since we're slowing down.
Right. Survival check.
Can I make sure he rehydrates since he's working so hard? Maybe take his pack off of him.
You have a heal or medicine?
No.
Okay, it's just intelligence then. I'm sorry, that's wisdom. Isn't it? No, medicine's intelligence, so.
I got a 24.
You're fine.
Oh, thank God, 19.
Okay.
So you have intelligence.
You help him out, and it's going to take a few minutes, but he'll be good soon. I don't think he can keep up that pace, though.
Well, we're not going to. Once we get far enough ahead, and if we can hide our tracks, then we're going to start stealthing again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure he's hydrated since he works so hard. And he wasn't drinking good beforehand.
No.
Therefore, hydration.
Team Mom.
Yes.
All right. So, let's get some dirty stealth checks with your traverse.
21.
15.
Okay, so you seem okay. You do still distinctly hear sounds in the distance. So they're still back there.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't seem to be at a headlong push like they were. A little bit while later, you need to check again and...
That's an 18.
24.
Wow, okay. So, you see up ahead, it almost seems like it starts to lighten up some. In fact, you can distinctly see that it's lightening up. That there's light ahead. Perhaps you've reached the edge.
We might have reached the edge of the forest, but at the same time, it might be another encampment.
Well, we can skirt around it. We're not going at a full long, you know, full on pace.
Well, the fort was under the trees. It was not in a clearing.
The other one was, though, wasn't it?
No.
This fort was, but because it was big.
These are some big trees.
Continue going.
Go ahead. And there goes the dragon. So, what'd you get?
22.
Cool.
What was I rolling for again?
Your traverse. You're sneaky.
Okay. That's not as good. That's a 13.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter because you don't seem to be noticed. And you do stumble out, not into the edge of the forest. Well, it is in a way, but not so much. You've been kind of in some hills.
Mm-hmm.
And you stumble out into basically a clearing overlooking a valley below you. And you can see the forest seems to surround this valley, the mountain, the hills and whatnot. Below you, you can see something very familiar. Some very, very old ruins. Old destroyed buildings of man. Nestled into a nice little valley. But this time, in the full light of day, you see more than that. You see movement. Quite a bit of it, actually. There's things down there. Far enough away, you can't really tell if they're, you know, cats or dogs or badgers or what. Just figures moving around, up and down the lanes. There's just bunches of them. And there's, right where there would have been like a town square, there's a large gray and black tent with all these figures moving along. And let's see, if I had to put a word to what they're doing... it's at a distance, obviously. You can't see details, but man, they appear to be shambling.
Great.
And there's a lot in those haunted ruins.
We're not going to those haunted ruins.
Nope.
And that would be the cliffhanger. I promised you. We're ending here. See how I couldn't write other people in? At this point.
Yes.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's where we'll be ending this session and this month of Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. Hopefully it wasn't too annoying. Anyway, so we'll be picking this up next week with our big extravaganza, because that's June, which is also the last month of the first season, quote-unquote, of Knights of the Tabletop Podcast, which is kind of spiffy and special because we started last July, finally finishing out the first year, and it's the first campaign finishing out. Yes, I'm finishing up the Pugmire campaign a little early, kind of rushing things a little bit, but got reasons. Anyway... So, next month is the final five sessions for Pugmire. We will be finalizing the campaign. So, hopefully you'll join us then. And myself and Ten and BLS as we bring an end to the mystery behind, well, whatever the hell's been going on in Pugmire.
Door number one.
Yeah. So, till then, for Knights of the Tabletop, I'm Squirmy, it's 10, and BLS. Bye!
Bye! Later.
Thanks for listening to our little podcast. We hope you liked it. You can express your enjoyment of the show by leaving a comment at squirmy.com, or perhaps a 5-star review wherever you downloaded the show from. Remember, the hamster is counting on your continued support. Otherwise, there might be an accident.